Promising new almond varieties are being developed. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Duncan is a UCANR farm advisor specializing in nut crops in Stanislaus County.
So, I mean, everybody is always very interested in, you know, the newest varieties and, you know, what to plant and that sort of a thing, because the planting continues. We've been working on our regional variety trials now. We've just finished our fifth harvest on these trees. So, and there are some varieties there that are promising. There are some newer commercial varieties that are doing well as, I say, a few experimental varieties out of the UC Davis and USDA research breeding programs. And so there are going to be some, I think, some newer varieties that are going to be interesting in the next few years. And many of these are self-fertile.
And there are a lot of advantages to self-fertile almonds, Duncan said.
They are a little less expensive to farm, and you would expect, because you don't rely as much on bees to spread the pollen, you would expect to have more consistent yields from year to year. So even during years where we have poor, you know, weather conditions during bloom, you would expect to have better set during that time. And there's a one harvest process, you know, if you have the whole orchard 100% that one variety.
Which, of course, means you don't have to harvest those pollinators after you harvest that self-fruitful variety. By the way, almond harvest continues throughout the northern San Joaquin and Sacramento valleys. For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.